Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts or continues now. This is the broadcast for September the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. In short, we think outside the gun. You ever heard that Jimi Hendrix song, Hey Joe? You ever heard that, Cameron? I'll have to play that song too, Hey Joe, with a gun in your hand. I'm saying, Hey Joe, why don't you think outside the gun, buddy? Yeah, Biden taunts right-wing Americans, saying you'll need more than guns to fight the government. Hey, Joe, why don't you think outside the gun, buddy? That's what I'm saying. Right? I don't understand Joe Biden, but it's a sad commentary. Last hour, we were talking about developing California power grid. Officials are warning of blackouts. The top three things that you do, ready? Set your thermostat to 78 degrees or higher. Avoid using large appliances and stop charging your vehicle. Wait a minute, folks. Aren't they telling us we're supposed to get electric cars? Why are they already telling us that we're not going to be able to use them then? Right? Avoid using large appliances like my air conditioning, you mean? And charging electric vehicles. And, oh, by the way, turn off the lights. I don't understand this, but that's what's going on. Well, Elon Musk, believe it or not, is a communist and a socialist, in my opinion. I know he's supposedly real ingenuity guy and he's really smart and everything else, but half the things he proposes doesn't come to fruition. Go look up Hyperloop Tunnel if you want, and let's see how many of those trains are operating to make the point. But I digress, except to say this. Most of his money's been made by getting government subsidies for his projects. So he's the electric car guy, right? But now he says this. Elon Musk, quote, "We actually need more oil and gas, not less. The civilization will crumble without oil and gas." David Kelly with that article. But what the heck? Now, Elon Musk is saying the society is going to crumble without oil and gas. I think he's right as rain on that fact check, right? I mean, I believe good for Elon Musk for saying that because he's right. But he's going to just be someone that's shut down by the government? Or are we really going to be honest about that? Right? What are we going to do? I don't really know. But now they say soon electric cars will be able to charge faster than an iPhone. Do you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Because I don't. You say, come on, Sam, they're getting incredible technology. Well, let me just explain to you something very simple. How much power does a phone take? How much power does a car take? You don't need to bring me the numbers, okay? Don't do a research study to bring me numbers because it's minuscule in one case and massive in another case, right? Well, if you need a ton more power, whatever that ratio really is, whatever that scientific ratio really is, how can you ever charge a car faster than a phone? Couldn't you take that same technology that charges a car really fast and bring it to the phone, scale it down, and charge the phone fast too? And since the phone has a smaller, quote, tank, I know there's no tank, right? But storage capacity, battery need, whatever you want to say, reservoir of power, should I use that term? You could fill up a smaller reservoir faster than you could fill up a big reservoir. Cameron, am I stupid? How are you going to fill up a big reservoir faster than a small reservoir? See, the point is they're not telling us the truth, ladies and gentlemen. That's really the problem here. They're just not telling us the truth on things. They're manipulating us. They're not telling the truth. They're not being honest at all, folks. And we're literally talking about housing brink, on the brink of collapse, right? Right? Housing on brink of collapse, folks. Think about that. Half cows and tire pigs. People are buying in bulk because they want to make sure they have food. You can't blame them. Then what the government will do is come after you for being a hoarder because you got a half a cow or a whole pig or something. Hey, Cameron, you're hoarding all the bacon, buddy. Would you stop? This is the kind of stuff. And then your house is all hot and you can't charge your car to go to work and you got to turn off the lights, man. And then Musk says, yeah, we actually need more oil and gas. Otherwise, the civilization will crumble if we don't have that. Wow. All right. They say advertising radio revenue at U.S. radio stations is set to increase 4.8% to guess. They say reach and guess how much money? Any guesses, Cameron? $12.3 billion this year. They say, quote, bolstered by political ad spends and ongoing recovery from the economic effects of COVID. Yeah, this is according to S&P Global Market Intelligence. Intelligence is over at, what's it called, Kagan Media? Kagan, K-A-G-A-N Media Research Unit. And that's what they're predicting. Now think about it, $12.3 billion for political, so they can all just lie about each other and spend endless money lying about each other. And then, of course, you know, everything that happens in the world, you can blame on the COVID, right? So whatever you want to say that's bad or whatever, because of the COVID, you could say that, right? And people, I say that all the time and people love them. But now they're even saying because of the COVID, they're going to have increased revenue, Cameron. It's all because of the COVID. Don't you know they're recovered from the economic doldrums of the COVID? And so, hey, there's an influx of cash rolling into radio stations. $12.3 billion this year alone because of COVID and political ads. Makes you want to turn off your radio, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Makes you just go, no thanks, I don't want the propaganda of either, and just turn that off. Well, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, my advertising revenue is not increasing because of COVID recovery, and is not increasing from bureaucrats on the air. You want to know why? Because the belligerent bureaucrats will not fund my radio networks, my radio talk show, over anything, because I won't peddle their lies for money. You know, Joe's running around going, well, everybody's ruining the democracy. And then all the Republicans are like, get Joe out of there. He's evil. He's broke the law. Elect us so we can fix it. And then half the Republicans are going, hey, separate from Donald. We don't want anything to do with Donald Trump. The other half's going, are you crazy? Trump's our only salvation. Every one of these battles, these fake left-right paradigms, whatever you want to call them, are nothing but lies. These partisan divides, these manipulated narratives. Okay, it's all bogus. See, now if I say that, you think a politician is going to want to fund my commentary? See, I don't think so. I don't think anytime soon will that happen. Right? Anyway, interesting to say the least. But advertising revenue at radio stations, $12.3 billion. That's just radio. All right, they say life expectancy for women and men in the United States is dropping like a rock. Life expectancy for women in the United States now dropped to just under 80 years, slightly more than 79 years old. Why do I say slightly more? Because they measure it by the month. So they'll say something like, you know, 79 years and 3 months or whatever they'll say, right? Well, so it's dropped to 79 years for women in 2021. Do you know what it is for men, Cameron? Dropped down to 73. So the average man lives to be 73 years old right now. And what's dropping it or making it tank? You know the first answer to every problem in the world, don't you, Cameron? COVID, my friend. Don't you understand? Whatever happens in the world, all you got to say is because of the COVID, and you're probably right. So they say because of COVID and all the deaths, don't you know? That's why the age range is dropping so drastically. It's, you know, because of COVID. The second reason is because of drug overdoses. And so men and women, so, you know, age 73, I'm 55, 65, 75. I got less than 20 years left, Cam, if I, you know, follow the average trajectory, right? I won't. Cameron's saying I'm going to die early, folks. I hope not. He's saying that I'll live longer because I'm not subject to the COVID. I beat that. And I'm not going to do drug overdose. He's right on those things. Hopefully I will live longer. The enemies of liberty hope I live shorter, so I'll quit talking on the radio, right? But I find it fascinating, folks, that the life expectancy for women has dropped to below 80 years old, 79, and for men it's 73. Now, here's what's interesting. Then they want you to break down into racial groups. You know which groups are getting the beating the most on this, don't you, Cameron? Native Americans and blacks. Yeah, it's sad for them, and I don't mean to mock this at all, ladies and gentlemen, but I have answers. We need to turn to natural health and healing solutions and get the government out of our lives. Those will be two great starting points. Focus on God, family, and country, and I promise people will live longer. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twisted up all day long. You're my inspiration, girl, you take me places, put the words right into these songs. Stealing kisses undercover, babe, see forever when I see your face, and I swear God made you for me. You make it easy, loving up on you, make it easy with every little thing you do. You're my sunshine in the darkest days, my better half, my saving grace. You make me who I wanna be, you make it easy.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is fascinating. Keep that playing just under my voice there, Cameron. Good work. Just like that, right there. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, man, the Aldeans Jason Aldean, well-known country star, and his wife, Brittany, tearing up the blogosphere, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. I am telling you right now, the liberals, the gender bender crowd, absolutely losing their minds. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, Brittany Aldean, the wife of well-known award-winning country star Jason Aldean, is clapping back hard at the haters in epic fashion. As one of the enemies took her comments way out of context, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, this is an epic battle on the internet that is just something to behold. Because here's what happens. A lot of people make a comment and they get attacked in the culture war. And what they do is they melt down and absolutely recant and apologize and grovel. And I don't even know how to describe it, but they just absolutely do a 180 and go back in their hole where they belong, right? Oh, not Brittany Aldean, ladies and gentlemen. No, sir. Brittany is taking them on. And then what they tried to do is pit Jason against his lovely wife, Brittany, and they got eaten alive once again. Instead of Jason saying, yeah, I don't support those comments or whatever, Jason doubled down and supported his wife. They've been doing this, ladies and gentlemen, since August. But I'm highlighting this because it's been going on kind of low level since August, but it just blew up in classic fashion. All right? Brittany Aldean made headlines in August after she shared a video where she compared her, quote, tomboy phase to that of someone, quote, transitioning. And so U.S. Magazine reported the details of this. And so Brittany Aldean says, I'd really like to thank my parents for not, quote, changing my gender. When I went through my, quote, tomboy phase, I love this girly life, Brittany Aldean wrote on Instagram during a, quote, beauty tutorial, the outlet noted. She says this, I remember watching this particular video at the time and thinking, I can't tell you how many of my female friends feel the very same way. Last year, a friend of mine had said almost the exact same thing. When she was a teenager, she wanted to be just like the boys, right? And she was terrified to think of how many young girls are being taught and encouraged to make destructive, irreversible changes to their bodies during what turns out to be just an adolescent phase. So let me kind of highlight this. So Brittany has been saying, look, this gender bender stuff is bogus. A lot of times, you know what, a guy will grow up a boy and he'll, you know, kind of think it'll be neat to be a girl. Or a girl will think it'll be neat to be a boy. And it's not that they really want to be a boy or a girl. It's that they're fascinated as they start to learn about the opposite sex. And so they don't really want to be that, but they just kind of like those characteristics. A girl that's in the kitchen with her mom sewing might be like, I sure wish I was out playing baseball with the boys. They get to do cool things and I just have to sit at home. But what Brittany Aldean is highlighting is an absolute truism, which is, you know what? Teenagers go through puberty adjustments and try to figure things out, but it's an adolescent phase. And so Brittany is saying, hey, I sure am glad my parents didn't mutilate my sexual organs and my body over this because it was just a phase. Yeah, I wanted to be a tomboy for a while. You know, I didn't want to wear dresses and skirts. I want to dress in an oversized sweatshirt and wear Levi's and, you know, just hang out on the baseball field with the boys and just kick back. And that's an adolescent phase. She says, I'm sure glad they didn't mutilate my body over that. And so she's standing up for traditional values in the culture war like nobody's business. And I commend her. and I commend her husband, Jason, for standing right beside her as a real man ought do. Okay, so she's not trying to get into the middle of people's views or feelings, except she's saying, hey, I believe that it's just an adolescent phase. And I'm sure glad when I went through that phase that my parents didn't do anything to me that I would regret, that would be irreversible, that would defile my God-given temple, my body, right? Okay, and so she's just highlighting this as her view, her opinion. Now, to all the haters out there, doesn't Britney have the right to her own opinion, ladies and gentlemen? She most certainly does. Don't we believe in the First Amendment, or do we just believe in the First Amendment if it goes along with their perverted, psychotic, whacked-out extreme agenda? Irreversible agenda, I might add. So Britney's expressing her opinion, and she's saying, hey, I have a lot of girlfriends that feel the same way. Yeah, they wanted to be a tomboy back in the day when they were kids, too. Some girls just like that. Some girl, but now Britney Aldean says, I love living the girly life. I love being a feminine woman. I love being married to a man. I love all the things that womanhood brings, being a mother, being a, okay, she's talking about all these traditional values, ladies and gentlemen. And I personally think Britney Aldean is a hero. I don't know if I agree with her on everything. I don't care. What she's doing now is expressing her own views, ladies and gentlemen. And she's being attacked relentlessly for expressing her own views. And my response is, where is the tolerance? Where is the respect? All right. It says this, Britney Aldean defends beliefs amid transphobia backlash, they claim. See that headline, how bogus that is? She's got transphobia, they want to claim. Or that they, you know. All right, Britney Aldean was born in North Carolina in 1988, okay? She has every right to believe as she wants to. And she says that transphobic post was taken out of context. She's right. But the problem is they want to attack her because she wants to stand with traditional values. And so she mocks a little bit this perverted sex change stuff by saying, I'm sure glad they didn't do that to me. But she's also not really trying to attack anyone. She's just highlighting that why does anyone who disagrees become so maligned and abused and barbecued. Britney Aldean asks for compassion during the transphobia controversy. See, why are we talking about transphobia in the first place? See, what's transphobia? Cameron, you want to look that up? What is transphobia, ladies and gentlemen? Why is that word being inserted into all the articles now? All right? Think about that. She's asking for compassion amid transphobia controversy. Transphobia is dislike or prejudice against transgender and transsexual or transgender people, okay? But ladies and gentlemen, wait a minute. She's not bigoted or hating on those people. She's just merely expressing her view that, yes, she went through an adolescent phase, and she's glad they didn't irreversibly change her body over it. Does she have the right to say that? Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations has accused China of serious human rights violations in a long-awaited report into allegations of abuse in the Xinjiang province, home of the Uyghurs. Beijing called the report a farce arranged by Western powers, but UN investigators say they found credible evidence of torture and crimes against humanity. Mary Peltola, a Democrat former state lawmaker, won a special election to fill Alaska's only U.S. House of Representatives seat. She will also become the first Alaska native to represent the state in Congress.
Well, just a tremendous sense of gratitude and appreciation for the people who've put trust in me to fill out the remainder of Congressman Young's term. He's represented Alaska very well for the last 49 years, and it's just a tremendous honor.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
President Trump's legal team claimed Wednesday the FBI should have expected to find sensitive documents during the raid of his Florida estate last month. They say all presidents have them after they leave office. Trump team is accusing the people that run the FBI and Department of Justice of political bias. Trump's request for a special master to review all documents will be decided today by a Florida judge. Back in the 1950s, nearly half of all Americans smoked cigarettes. Now, more people are smoking the ganja.
A new poll shows Americans are smoking more marijuana than cigarettes. The Gallup poll released Tuesday shows 16% of people surveyed said they smoke reefer compared to 11% who said they smoke cigarettes. 48% said they tried marijuana at some point in their lives. Cigarette smoking has been trending down for decades. The current 11% figure compares to 45% in the mid-1950s. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about this transphobia term. All right, they say transphobia is a collection of ideas and phenomenon that relate to a bunch of attitudes and or feelings towards transgender people and or transness in general. And here's the words that they use. And this is the problem that I'm having, ladies and gentlemen. Fear, aversion, hatred, violence, anger, or discomfort felt or expressed towards people who do not conform to social gender expectations. Now, then they say this, transphobia is the fear, hatred, disbelief, or mistrust of people who are transgender. Now, I don't know that Brittany Aldean has this phobia, this fear. Okay, phobia, like if it, you know, you have a phobia of fear of heights, the fear of open spaces, the fear of spiders, the fear of being closed in, claustrophobia, okay. I don't know that she has a fear of transgender people or that she has a hatred towards or a violent tendency towards or any of those things. All that is a dishonest, scare word-driven narrative agenda by the mainstream press in bed with the, quote, woke crowd who doesn't have the integrity to say what they really think and feel most of the time. All right? I know that she feels like she's grateful she's a girl, that she's grateful that she's a woman, And when she went through this little tomboy phase as a teenager, she's grateful that her body didn't get mutilated. Right? So there you have it. The problem is, this is an attack on her like nobody's business. And you know what? Jason Aldean is a well-known country song or country artist. His net worth is well over $80 million. But let's be clear, Britney is no slouch herself. She's a model. She's into makeup and she's was on some of those TV shows or whatever it was. Right. I think American Idol. And she met Jason there and, they got married in 2015 and she was a singer and she made it to the Hollywood rounds. She's no slouch herself, but she has a couple of million followers on social media and she's probably worth $8-10 million alone herself. So, compared to her husband, maybe she hasn't made a lot of money, but compared to most of us, she's done very, very well for herself. Let's be very clear. The problem that I have with it is this. How come conservatives don't learn to use language like the liberals do? For example, they got transphobia and all these phobias. What's a phobia of traditional values, Cameron? If you fear male and female relationships, if you fear traditional marriage, if you fear the traditional family where man and woman come together under God Almighty and you bring children into the world and form a God-ordained traditional family, and someone has fear or hatred or anger or violence towards that, what's the fear of all we hold dear called? Yeah, you have no idea, neither do I. And the reason we don't is because we're not good at creating words to define reality as we see it. We just let them control the narrative and control the language, and therefore we're losing at every turn as they redefine everything that we hold dear. Would it be called Jesus phobia? Yeah, they got this healthy fear, anger towards, hatred towards, to the point where they literally murdered him on a cross. This fear of Christ, Christianity phobia. I don't know what to, but I find it fascinating that they attack Britney so hard and they literally take what she says out of context unfairly. I think it's dishonest. I think it's immoral. And I think it's mean. She has every right to her own beliefs, every right to her own thoughts and feelings on a matter. And that doesn't mean she hates anyone. It doesn't mean she has any phobic tendencies or phobia of any kind. To say so and to manipulate so is to lie and deceive regarding the narrative. I'm sure Britney would be kind to anybody she sees at the grocery store, transgender or not. And I, you know what, just because we disagree with their beliefs, that doesn't mean we hate them or we have violent tendencies towards them or anything of the sort. That isn't true. But the second you say anything that defends traditional values or defines a traditional view in the culture war, or anytime you talk about God or commandments or morality or anything, then they want to throw you into the phobic arena. Phobia of something, whatever it be, their latest perversion. Then if you stand against it, you will be the next phobia related to that perversion. The perversion's mainstream, the phobia's extreme, as they redefine everything in our society. Folks, we have got to stop this and not let them get away with this. So I appreciate Britney saying, hey, you know what, I stand on what I believe, but she also says I'm misquoted. Well, she is misquoted. She's right, but we need to stand up and say you're psychotic on this phobia thing. Okay, these people are psychophobic. They've got a fear of everything psychologically normal. Normal phobia? What would the word be? Anything we stand for. Common sense phobia? Good, Cameron. Yeah. This is what I mean. Anything that's right, good, moral, calling good, good, evil, evil, anything that's like on the right track in our view as conservatives, anything that's moral, anything that's right, anything that's God, family, country, anything that's the proper role of government, then they want to say somehow has a phobia attached to it as they pervert their abnormal behavior and beliefs. And anytime we stand up on any moral point, then they want to tie it to some phobia. We need to learn to do that to them. Not that I want to be abusive or mean or harsh. I want to be Christian. But I also want to control enough of the language to have a true narrative on topics of discussion. Look, I don't have a phobia of transgender people. I don't fear them. I don't hate them. I don't have any violent desires or tendency towards them. I just don't agree with them. Okay? I don't believe that God had you born in the wrong body. I don't believe that God made a mistake. See, that's what this presupposes. That God made a mistake and a woman got put in a man's body. Or a man got put in a woman's body. See, I don't believe that. God made that mistake and did that. Now you could say, well, Sam, what happens when their gender, they have physical bodies that represent the opposite sex? A man is born with both male and female genitalia or whatever, or they were born with, some tendencies of both. So a man has a male body part and breasts at the same time. So some male body part and some female. I believe that the physical body, the physical nature that we have can certainly have errors in it. Like, we live in a fallen world, right? I believe that there could certainly be mistakes at that level. But that doesn't mean that we need to then say God made a mistake and the person's in the wrong body. What we need to say is somehow, just like I'm blind, okay? And the reason that I'm blind is because there's a mutation in some of the genes in my retina that makes my genes not produce the proper proteins for eyesight, okay? So they're bad genes. And they don't produce the natural chemicals, the natural proteins necessary for sight. Okay, I don't believe God did that. I just believe that the natural fallen world we live in, there's a mortal error there. But you know what? Whether that happened to my eyes or whether that happened to my genitals or whatever, I don't believe that we could just say, hey, a male was born in a female body. If the body's so prone with DNA mutations, or whatever you want to call it, to where we're not sure if it's a male or a female, okay, that's a tough one. But I think we can do a DNA test on somebody these days, and they either have, what is it, XX or XY chromosomes? We can know this, right? This isn't an unknown. We can scientifically know this, ladies and gentlemen, fairly easily, right? And we need to act accordingly. We need to behave accordingly. We need to say, hold on now. This isn't unscientific. This isn't just a personal opinion. This isn't I feel or identify. This is scientific reality. Anyway, good for Brittany Aldean. I got a few more stories to cover before the end of the hour. We'll do it in seconds on your radio.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I just find this phobia discussion very interesting indeed. Oh, man. I've reached my limit of free articles on the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen. They want me to log in. You'll have to cut and paste that article for me into an email or I won't be able to read it, Cameron. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the break looking up these phobia discussions relating to Brittany Aldean. And they want you to believe that somehow she's just got transphobia. I think that's a lie. But we're trying to find words because, you know what? What kind of phobia is it when the liberals and the extremists and these people hate everything of traditional value, everything of morality, everything of the moral high ground, everything that's Christian? They just fear and hate. Okay, but there's no word for it. So we're looking these up. And Cameron said, hey, what about fear of the blind? What's the word of fear of blind people? Because, see, I'm a blind person. The mainstream press seems fearful of me. They attack me. They don't want to interview me. They're fearful. I think it's they're fearful because I'm going to eat them alive on the public stage and ridicule their belief systems to the point where they can't handle it. But that's another topic. I wouldn't do it to be mean. I'd do it to highlight the truisms that we seem to have lost in our society today. But what are they fearful of? Well, anyway, there's no term that denotes fear of the blind, but there is an opinion piece written in the New York Times back in 2014 that Cameron found that talks about why are we fearful of blind people. And it really has to do with we don't understand what it's like for them. We don't. So, you know, everybody's going to have a discomfort with things they're not familiar with. I don't care if it's blind or deaf or somebody has one arm. I don't care if it's transgender, whatever. We don't have a fear of it. We just don't know. That doesn't mean we have a phobia, though. See, everybody has a fear of spiders. Nobody wants to get bit by a spider, right? But how crazy are you about it? Do you kill the spider so that it doesn't bite you and move on with your life? Oh, no. You couldn't do that. That'd be killing you. You got to let that spider outside. You only can kill human babies, you see. You can only abort human babies and murder them, but spiders, no. You got to put those outside. See what I mean? Okay, is that a phobia? All I'm telling you, so it's an extreme reaction to something that it makes it a phobia. Everybody who gets into a very, very, very tight place and has a hard time breathing starts to get fearful. My gosh, I can't breathe. If it's factual, it's not a phobia. It's a reality. A phobia is an extreme reaction to or fear about something that's like, oh my gosh. Right? So if you jump up on your chair because there's a spider on the floor and you won't come down from your chair for hours, now that's an extreme phobia to spiders. But if you kill the spider and move on and say, man, I hate those things, I don't want it to bite me, you don't have a phobia, folks. Well, the same thing's true with transgender. I don't believe in the transgender narrative. I don't believe God put man in a woman's body or woman in a man's body and made that mistake or that error and we have to correct the error for God. I don't believe that. And I don't have fear of it. I don't have hatred towards it, but I just have an absolute disagreement on it being the scientific fact. Anyway, I commend Brittany Aldean. What's the fear of blind people? I'm going to try to get this article from Cameron, and I want to talk about it because I want to help allay some of your fears over there at the New York Times. Maybe I should call them and talk to them about their article and say, you know, if you guys are fearful of blind people, maybe you ought to face your fear and have me on TV with you people, and we can go ahead and have a good old chat about a lot of topics, right? Blindness being one of them. But I found the epic term. Are you ready for it, Cameron? Heterophobia, buddy. Yeah, heterophobia. It's a fear of a straight planet. Yeah, buddy. If you, yeah, man, you got heterophobia. That's a fear of a straight planet. So I think all these heterophobic folks running around attacking Brittany Aldean because she's glad they didn't destroy her female body parts because she had a little phase of wanting to be a tomboy and run around in sneakers like most girls do. Most boys wonder what it's like to be a girl. It doesn't mean we want to be one. But anybody's wondered in their adolescent phase, what would it be like to be a girl? What would it be like if you're a white person to be a black person or vice versa? Everybody wonders what it's like. What would it be like to be blind? People might say. What would it be like to be deaf? In fact, a lot of people that, you know, meet a blind person, they're like, I want to know what it's like to be blind. And then they try to put on a blindfold or close their eyes and they try to. That doesn't mean they want to be blind, people. That doesn't mean that a boy that wonders what it's like to be a girl, that doesn't mean he really wants to be a girl. I've often wondered, what would it be like to have my wife's mind instead of my mind? Because she sees things way differently than I do. Right? I'm one-track mind. I come into the house and I smell food and I'm like, hey, who's cooking? I'm ready to eat. My wife comes into the house and notices 46 things all at once. Hey, you know what? There's dirty laundry on the couch. We got to clean that up. And by the way, it smells good, but is something possibly about to burn? Do I need to check on that? Where are all the children? What's up? Okay, my wife has a brilliant mind, but I don't think like she does at all. Now, I'm not here to tell you that hers is better or mine is better. I'm just telling you, thank heavens God gave us a different response to things. And I believe that the differences in me and my wife are designed as complementary, not adversarial, as the world teaches. I believe God believes that a male and female are complements to one another, not adversaries. Anyway, I digress in my narrative, except to say, look, oftentimes we've wondered what it's like. I wonder what it's like to have, when I have a discussion with my wife, and let's just say that we don't agree on something, I want to know her perspective. That doesn't mean that I want to be a girl. I don't think so. I wouldn't do very well as a female. Now, would I, ladies and gentlemen? First off, it's not possible. It violates the eternal laws of God Almighty. Secondly, it's not what I would ever want. But I understand that notion. So, you know, we don't have fear of these things. Neither does Brittany. Brittany just expressed that she's glad that in her little phase of kind of learning who she is and what life's about and all that kind of stuff, that they didn't mutilate her body. Does she have the right to say that? Or is she just going to be absolutely slaughtered on the phobic floor and manipulate the public opinion against everything that she thinks and believes to the point where it ruins her life and her career and her reputation? See, that's what we're facing, folks. And I believe these people are heterophobic. Anything that relates to a straight planet, to Brittany being married to Jason, male and female. They have two children, by the way, that they're very proud of and happy with. See, but the heterophobic folks are just running around all paranoid and hate-filled and violent, going, you can't talk about man and woman. You can't be grateful that you're a female if you're a female. What are you thinking? How dare you, phobic, trans, what? And they go off psychotic, crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, all I'm telling you is that we need to really think about these things in a very meaningful way. All right, couple quick things before the end of the hour that I want to get to. Heterophobia, just so you know, is fear of a straight planet. Man, you got heterophobia, folks? The National Press Club sends out a piece. Proof of COVID vaccine no longer needed to hold events. Now, I used to love the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. It was a place to get out the news and get out the word and tell the tale and everything else. And I've been to the National Press Club. Wow, the National Press Club, and I've spoke there. I had to play my speech for you there one of these times. Anyway, but then they locked down and COVID and everything else like everybody else did. You had to, you know, have proof of vaccinations before you could go to the National Press Club. Now the National Press Club says it's no longer needed for events. Good for them. But I don't know that I'd ever go to the National Press Club again unless I was invited by somebody else. I wouldn't plan an event there. And the reason I wouldn't is why on earth for the last 2+ years, even though we know that you shouldn't force vaccines on people and all this kind of stuff, why do they double down on that defense for so long? They're finally coming to the table after the CDC and everybody else changes. And why didn't they stand for something? Again, the press club should stand for freedom of speech and freedom of expression and everything else. It's amazing that the representation of the freedom of speech caved. Do they have a fear of, what's the fear of government reprisal? That would be common sense, probably. I don't know. What would be the fear of that? I don't know. But anyway, there you have it. New COVID boosters are rolling out, folks. The problem is they're not even tested. Think about that. And we don't know if they're emergency authorization vaccines or if they're approved by the FDA and, you know, whatever. New COVID boosters not even tested. Are you taking one of those anytime soon? I sure am not. They say how a major COVID relapse could soon hit the world. You know there's going to be a big old massive COVID relapse, especially if you don't back off on trying to take back your government, people. You got that? I don't know if you know this, but only 1 in 10 adults get optimal sleep, ladies and gentlemen. And this is where I would say, look, they might have a COVID outbreak. But you know what? If we get a lot of sleep, folks, it will make a huge difference in our lives. I don't know if you know, but sleep-deprived people lose a lot. They really do. So get your sleep. One of the biggest things that you do when you get COVID is you need to sleep a lot. That just shows how important sleep really is. Deep state now preparing to blame Donald Trump, they say, for vax disaster. Alex Newman at the New American with his incredible podcast over there highlights this. Are they now going to blame Donald Trump for the vaccination disaster? I don't know if they will or won't, but wow, it's sure interesting. They backed the COVID issue the whole way, but tried to distance himself from the Donald the whole way. Tried not to get him credit for anything. Anyway, that's interesting. Now, here's the latest, last article that I want to highlight before the end of the hour. This is insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Ready? Vasectomies on the rise, or vasectomies on the rise, as men take control of their reproductive health care. KSL News, one of the biggest news organizations in Utah, highlights this piece. Vasectomies on the rise, as men take control of their reproductive health. And I look at that and I go, ladies and gentlemen, what a sad, sad narrative. So they're fighting back since we got rid of the murdering of babies, Roe versus Wade, and they're going to promote abortion by medication or by pill. Chemical abortion is what it's called oftentimes, right? They're going to double down and get men snipped is the term for vasectomy. Okay, they're going to do all that they can to disrupt God's plan to bring babies to the earth. Shame on them, ladies and gentlemen. Shame on them. But that's what they're going to do. What's the fear of life? Huh? Because these phobia-driven people have a fear of new life. Now they're literally trying to have men practice birth control via getting snipped as their way to stop more babies from coming to the earth. I don't know what the term for that phobia is, but I'm telling you right now, it's alive and well in America. Anytime we want to bring new life into the world, as God intended, these people absolutely lose their minds. What would be the word if you're afraid of new life? Afraid of God's plan. The closest I've come up with is this hedrophobic kind of an idea. Help me with this, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep on this narrative as we take on the culture war like nobody's business, right? We stand for God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property. I hope you'll stand with us. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally, spread the word, share the love. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.